This is CD 11 of an 18 CD set containing sessions from a 4-week course by Ram Dass titled The Yogas of the Bhagavad Gita. This CD contains part 2 of session number 10 titled Renunciation Purification 2.
I'm going to take you through the story about anger and truth that my guru took me through, because I think it's a very powerful teaching. I told you part of it. Maharaji had been telling me to tell the truth. And I had all these Westerners came to India with me, and they were hanging out with me, and I was really bugged because I wanted to be with Indians. But everybody wanted to be with Ram Dass, to be with the action one. Finally, I brought them to Maharaji, my guru, and I figured, well, now they got the real thing, they can leave me alone, you know. So I was really getting to detest all of them. They were all nice beings. I mean, they're all the people you see around on the stage. They're all nice beings. They're your teaching assistants. But I hated them all at that point. Maharaji kept calling me up and saying, Ram Dass, give up anger. Yes, Maharaji. You know, it's a nice thing, give up anger. He said, Ram Dass, tell the truth. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, the truth is that I really don't like these people. You know, I'd like to give up my anger, but always what I've done in the past is I've been the nice guy. See? So I've always made believe I wasn't angry. So I gave up truth in order to appear not angry, but inside I was always this bubbling cauldron. See? I thought, why don't I do it the other way around this time? For change, I'll tell the truth. And the truth is I can't stand any of these people. So I figured they've all got the guru, the real thing now. So I started to be very honest, because Maharaji kept saying, tell the truth. So one beautiful being would come into my room, and I'd look at him and I'd say, get the hell out of here. You make me sick. And the guy would say, what did I do? I'd say, you're too nice. You know, I mean, I found that within about 2 weeks, they were plotting whether to throw me in the lake or what. They were trying to take it lightly, but I was really being obnoxious because I couldn't stand any of them. And by the end of 2 weeks, I wasn't talking to any of them. There were 34 of them, or something like that. I wasn't talking to any of them. Now, every day we would go by bus to the temple, and I was performing a tapasya, an austerity that we're going to talk about in a minute, and the austerity was that I wouldn't touch money, because that's a big thing when you come out of my background. And you begin to see how powerful the little game is of just having change. You can't sneak off for an ice cream cone because you don't have any money, see? So you're dependent. It's all out front suddenly, you know, because you need a bag man to carry your money, you know, if you're going to cop out a little. So, but I was so mad at everybody, I wouldn't even let them pay my bus fare. So I had a walk, which was like about 8 miles to the temple. And so I walked to the temple. It's a beautiful walk, but I was so angry at everybody that I didn't enjoy the walk at all. I was just furious all the way there because they were all at the temple enjoying Maharaji, and I was walking there because I couldn't touch money and I wasn't going to let any of those bastards pay my fare. See? And I was furious, and I got to the temple, and I got there just after they had taken prasad kind of meal. And I was so angry that one of the boys, who I was particularly furious with, brought over a plate of food and set it down in front of me. And I thought he was really the worst of the whole lot, you know. And I wasn't going to take food from his hands. And I took up the food and I threw it at him. And across the way, Maharaji was watching, eh? Ram Dass. I came over and sat down. He says to me, something troubling you? And I said, yeah, I can't stand adharma. Adharma. I can't stand that in all of us which takes us deeper into the illusion. I can't stand it. I can't stand it in them. They're all so impure. I can't stand it in myself. In fact, I hate everybody in the world but you. I can't stand anybody. And I was so full of my hatred and just being in his presence that I started to cry, but wail, you know, weep and wail, you know, really cry. And he was patting me on the head, and he sent for milk, and he was feeding me milk, and he was crying, and he was patting me on the head, you know. And I was wailing and wailing. When I got all finished wailing, he came up and he said, I told you not to get angry. I said, yeah, but you told me to tell the truth, and the truth is that I'm angry. And he came up to me nose to nose and eye to eye, and he said, give up anger and tell the truth. And I went, but... I was saying to him, is, but that isn't who I am. And he was saying, look, I'm telling you who you're going to be when you finish being who you think you are. It's like you see your own coffin. Yeah. And I looked over at these people, all of whom I detested, and I saw that one layer, one flick of my microscope, and I loved them incredibly. I mean, I was just busy at the plane where I was bugged because, and I suddenly saw that whole thing about that the only reason you get angry at somebody is because you have a model of how you think it ought to be other than the way it is. You're trying to outguess God. Because you can't get angry at anybody else for being what they are, they're just being what they are. What are you getting angry about? Somebody lies to you, that's just them doing their karmic trip. What are you getting so upset about? Well, I didn't think they'd lie. Well, that's your problem. Okay? Okay? It's a very interesting thing about anger. Next time you get angry, look at what you're angry about. You're angry because God didn't make the world the way you think it ought to be made. Okay? Okay? God makes the world the way she makes it. See, I'm thinking. And I've been experimenting, as Gandhi's book Experiments in Truth, I've been experimenting with telling the truth. There is a compassionate way of telling the truth. You work with silence and the truth, but you don't lie. And you begin to notice when you're quiet enough that people don't ask you things unless they want to know. And that if they don't want to know, they don't ask you. And you're not forced to lie. It's really far out. And I've learned that I can really be totally straight with people. And the straighter I've been, the more I trust my straightness with everybody. And the more people experience a vibration of that kind of truth and trust. And the thing starts to come from a deeper level. Because every level of truth, I start to begin to see that God is truth. And that all I'm doing is tuning in on deeper and deeper levels of relative truths. Of relative truths. Maharaji said to me, truth is the most difficult tapasya. It's the hardest austerity. It's really the toughest one to do. He said, people will hate you for telling the truth. And sometimes they do. He said, people will laugh at you and taunt you. They may even kill you, he said, but you got to tell the truth. I didn't like that too much. But he said, Christ died for the truth. He gave his life for it. Because the word dharma and truth are the same thing. And you learn that you have to live by what you say. You live by what you say. And the way, when you can tell the truth, is when you cease to identify with the thing in yourself that you think you have to protect. When you realize you're not as vulnerable as you thought you were, you can afford to tell the truth, just from an ego point of view. Like if I tell you the truth and you don't like me and you get out and walk out, get up and walk out. That's your problem, not mine. Right? It's far out. But as long as I need your love, need your personal love interpersonally, I can't be straight with you because I need something from you. And that brings us to that part of yama which is called not giving and not receiving. It doesn't mean that nothing is passed back and forth. Like I go through this thing with my father all the time. My father's a very loving, wonderful, wealthy guy. Okay? And I'm a loving, wonderful, poor guy. And he'll say to me, Rich, which is a funny name considering, he'll say, Rich, is there anything you need? And I always say, no. He never says, like, here's $1,000. which I would have said, thanks. He says, is there anything you need? And all I've got to say is, yeah, I need $1,000. He'll say, here, let me give it to you. Now, that $1,000 comes with, you know, comes with a whole lot of little fine, like, spider web things all connected with it, like, my kids still need me. Can't earn a decent living, you know. Sure, all they want me for is my money. I mean, the paranoia that's connected with money, most of us just can't afford to be in the giving and receiving business. And I say to Dad, look, our love is so beautiful together, we really can't afford to be involved in giving and receiving at this point. Because the thing is getting too straight now. Because the game is that most giving, most of the time when you give, you want something in return. You want somebody at least to appreciate it. You want them to thank you. You want even the thing of return of having a good image of yourself as somebody who gave something. And even when you give it anonymously, that's still another hype. It's just a more subtle one. Look at how good I am. I gave it anonymously. Right? All that is just ego feeding. And I have found out that, like, there are other times, like a lot of people come and they give me something and I can't take it because they want something when they're giving it. And other people just have something beautiful and they want to share, and I take it and I use it and then I pass it on to somebody else. And there's just the sharing of energy. It's not yours or mine. Whose is it anyway? Whose is it anyway? It's like when America gives wheat to Biafra, they stamp on it, gift of the United States of America. So everybody ends up hating us. It's not our gift to give in the first place. It's God's wheat. What are we making such a big deal about it? It's because it grew in our land? Our land. You know? My mother used to go around on her property and say, that's my tree, and that's my tree, and that's my tree. Far out, my tree. It's all God's trees. Nobody owns anything. We're just working with energy. And once you get into the idea that you're merely the bookkeeper in the firm, you know, it's not your money anyway. It's not my father's money. He's merely the keeper of it because of his karma. And those of you that have bread have responsibility connected with that. That's your karma. You don't have to think it's my bread. That's your karma. It's my karma is what it is. It's not my bread. It's my karma to work with that bread or work with whatever skill you have or whatever attribute or every corner on an energy market you have. If you happen to be Mick Jagger, you have a karma. You have a predicament. You have this energy you have to work with, and you're responsible for it. And you can create more hell or more heaven. You can relieve suffering for sentient beings or take them deeper into illusion with the particular energies you've got to work with, depending on whether you think they're yours or not. Stealing is obvious. That who you're going to steal from if everybody you're looking at is us? You're going to rip yourself off? If there's no them in your universe, you can't steal, because how are you going to steal? Like, you're going to steal out of the cookie jar at home? Yeah. You're just doing it to yourself. Yeah. And you get so that it's such fun to not be paranoid, you know, that you don't really want to create all the stuff that comes from getting into that place with other people. It's like carrying dope and then not carrying dope, and the feeling of coming across a border not carrying dope, you know, after so many years, you know. All right. You know, and feeling high as I came across the border and really loving the border guard. And, you know, because I did a defense thing for Tim, I'm on the list. So when they punch the thing at the border, it lights go on and bells ring and they got to make telephone calls. And I'm really a bad guy. See, I'm a heavy. And then they go through everything and they look inside my sneakers and they go through the votes. And I sit and I do mantra and I just love it. You know, I mean, it's like watching good public servants doing their work. They're doing their duty. They're doing their dharma. That's their work. I'm not knocking them. That's not, you know, I don't have to judge them. I just have to notice it. And after a while, they notice that I'm not buying it somehow. You know, we always end up really loving buddies. Right? Takes about 2 hours, but it's... You just learn to move slowly, because it's always Maharaji just coming to put you on anyway. I'm sneaking methods in on you, by the way. That's not all just random. The word brahmachari in Yama means working with sexual energy. And St. Augustine, as you know, said, give me chastity and continence, only not yet. Which may be us at this moment. It's a... Because brahmachari means the abstinence of lust, abstaining from lusting, from that the passionate desire for an object, in thought, word, and deed, in all conditions, places, and times. Now, that is a heavy one, given the fact that you are born into an incarnation, which is an animal, which reproduces the species a certain way, through mating, and that stuff's really strong. And it's all at that second chakra, and there's a lot of energy localized there. And everything in the society has made that into a temple of worship, so that Playboy becomes the Bible. And, you know, not for you, but I mean, it's in a large percentage of the culture. That whole mentality is very far out. Now, it's interesting. If you're falling off a cliff or your car is turning over, it's very rare that you're feeling sexy. You'll notice. You know. That is, when it's a survival, when it's a matter of survival, lust seems to disappear, you know. Just sort of goes out the window. Well, now if you can flip that around and imagine that you could go get so preoccupied with coming to God that the same thing would happen the other direction. Not that you made it happen. You didn't make yourself lose your sexual desire when the car is rolling over. It just went, right? Well, in the same way, that's what real brahmachari is, when it just goes, not when you're pushing it this way and that. Because when you're pushing it this way and that, you push it under this way and it comes up there, and you push it here and it comes up there, and it comes up in sublimation and dreams and bloop, you know, as every psychologist will tell you. What is really being talked about in the brahmachari yama thing is two aspects of sexual work with sexuality, with sexual energy. One is that when you lust for another person, you are doing a take of that person as an object. That is, you are focusing on them as a body. And I've told you that thing about how I'll feel lust for somebody and I will start to make an approach movement. And then as they turn and look into my eyes, what I see is my guru looking back at me saying, gotcha that time, didn't I? See? You really thought you were going to get away with it, keeping another being as an object long enough to go to bed. See? And it's really far out, because the amount of sexuality in my life has fallen away incredibly, and at the same moment, the amount of intimacy has increased immensely. But the whole fantasy, lust, projective system has just sort of started to disintegrate. Well, you can say, well, he's 43, what the hell do you expect? And I have no control group, unfortunately, but I can just tell you that that's the way it is, you know? The other aspect, besides the fact that you had to forget that you were dealing with another manifestation of God in order to get horny over somebody, the other aspect of it is that there is that sexual energy is merely a form of energy. And there are certain stages in your sadhana where the kinds of energy you have available or how much energy you have available is very important. And you will find that many, many traditions say that at certain stages of your development, it is wise to minimize the amount of sexual activity only because you are expending and we're giving out so much energy that you could be using in another way. And it is true, I can vouch for the fact that when I was doing, say, pranayama, and doing very intense hatha yoga and breath control, where the breath would stop for long periods of time and the energy would come up and pressures in my head and so on, that although my diet was very sattvic, very pure, so that there was not a great deal of hot foods and certain kinds of foods, you're working with your passions all the time. There are aphrodisiacal foods, yes. But even though I was eating pure, very light foods, and I was in a very non-sexy environment in that temple in India, still, every now and then, the sexual juices would flow, and it would be either a wet dream, a nocturnal emission, or masturbation, or something would happen. And after that, the whole pranayama thing would change. It would all be a different trip after that. Just wouldn't work. And I could see, I had an experiential evidence of what happened. It wasn't just my guilt trip, although I thought it was. Yeah. Now, later on, once you can live off light, don't worry about it. Because you gotta, because all the energy in the universe is yours anyway, when you finally figure out who you are, then you can make it every day, as often as you can do it, and believe me, you can stay right with God all the way through. See? But as I said to you the other day in the answer to somebody about whether Trungpa should be like he was living and was a good model for students, that statement, when you go to the top of a mountain with a bird and the bird flies, don't think you can. Yeah. It's like there are all this incredibly delicious gossip around on the cosmic gossip circuit about which gurus are sleeping with who, which students. And everybody says, isn't anybody holy anymore? And I remember when one of the leading gurus of our day, it turned out that he had been sleeping with one of his students, and one of his leading public students called on me in New York City, very freaked. What are we going to do? Should we disband the organization? Should we publicly, you know, whip him? What do we do now, you know? And I said, you should thank him. Because he's showing you a possibility. He's not letting you get too caught in the sattvic trap, the good and evil trap. Because there is no form to the spirit. The form to the spirit, it depends on who's doing it. There isn't any form you say, that isn't spiritual and that is. It has to do with where you're at in relation to what you can do. And what Trungpa can do, I can't do. That isn't good or evil about him or me. It's merely talking about individual differences in sadhana and level of evolution. And I don't want to be him, I'm me. And it's okay, it's neither interesting nor uninteresting. It just is the way it is. And at this point, there are certain things I can do and certain things I can't do. Right? And I'm not saying that it's good that it's this way or bad. It is the way it is. Right? I'm just sharing with you these predicaments. Now, for example, when we talk about sexual tantra, which is a big topic these days, sexual tantra is based on the assumption that you are using the sexual dance as an upaya, as a method of coming to God or coming to the Brahman or achieving nirvana or whatever you want to say. That's what it's about. See? Like a lot of people who don't want to give up sex but want to appear holy say, I'm doing tantra, which isn't really straight, see? Because tantra is a very highly technical form of sexual activity. First of all, in large part, it has nothing very much to do with orgasm. It's almost all dealing with the valleys rather than the peaks. It's almost all dealing with prolonged liberation of energy through bringing polar opposites together and taking that energy and using it in the same way as you're working with Kundalini, using that energy to clear out and work yourself into clearer and clearer and emptier spaces. And the process is getting that energy being generated and then staying with that energy over a long period of time, not being eager for the rush of the orgasm, because it's not a personal gratification trip. Sexual tantra is not a personal gratification trip. And if you get caught in the enjoyer of it, you lost. Not that you can't enjoy it, That's the paradox of it. But if you're attached to being the enjoyer, you lost. That when you are really ready to sacrifice, what it has to do with is that you develop a perceptual stance about the actions such that those actions are feeding into your awakening rather than putting you back to sleep again. And that's the act of sacrifice, and it's you're sacrificing your desire systems. That's what Tantra's about. That's where it's far out, because that's the more profound meaning of renunciation. On the shallow level, renunciation means renounce the object. But the more profound meaning of renunciation is you renounce the attachment to the object. Whether you do it or not is irrelevant. Because an act done without attachment does not create more karma. It's as simple as that. Then the next question is, why would you do the act in the first place if there was no desire? The desire is there, but you're not attached to it. Because you're an animal also. And the desires are built into the system. You're not going to get rid of the desires. You look and you say, far out, look at all the gunas working. Look at the body, look at it all, look at how it all works. Yeah, right, there it all is. Look at that desire, look at that one, far out, yes. That's who I am, right. And here we are. And each person, since Tantra is so hard to do, I would say that of the 100 people that say they do Tantra, you know, maybe 2 approach it. When you work with powerful drive systems, like fasting or sex or breath, you're working with stuff that's deeply, deeply built in. It's primordial stuff in your incarnation. You can't just treat it lightly like you're giving up reading Time magazine for 2 weeks. You know? It's not the same level at all. You know, you're dealing with really powerful stuff. And so you can't treat it with lack of respect. You can't push it and pull it that way. And if you push it under here, it'll come up there. And each of us has to deal with a different level of energy, a different level of attachment, and what is right for one person is not right for another. And that's why for some of you, the absolute necessity in this incarnation is that you will marry and you will have children, and that's right on. And for some of the rest of you, that would be right off. That would be completely, you would struggle all the way. And if you get a model in your head that in order to get holy, you got to do it this way or that way, you just stuck with your model 40 years later. Because you got to listen to hear what your route through is. I keep having models and they keep being ripped away. Not that I wouldn't like to have a model. You get really groovy romantic models about your life. And then that happened, and then that's going to happen, and then I'll do this, and then that'll happen, and when I've done this, that'll happen. Okay. And then it doesn't. And the interesting question in this whole game is how quickly you can give up your models. And that's concerned with truth. It's concerned with the issue where the truth is most relevant, truth with yourself. Okay. It's at what point can you say, well, I blew it again. I blew it again. Aurobindo used to say, at first, whenever I fell back into sin, meaning into stuff which would catch me deeper into illusion, I used to weep and rage against myself and against God for having suffered it. Afterwards, it was as much as I could dare ask, why hast thou rolled me in again in the mud, O my playfellow? Like, what are you doing to me? And I remember that time when I used to sit with Maharaji, what are you doing this to me for? I mean, you got all these powers. If you want me to be enlightened, enlighten me. What are you taking me through all this stuff for? What kind of a joke is this? Then even that came to my mind to seem too bold and presumptuous, says Aurobindo. Finally, I could only get up in silence, look at him out of the corner of my eye, clean myself, and get on with it. See? And you begin to see that in this journey, you'll work with these desires, and you'll take a desire system, and you will say, well, I'm ready to renounce that. So you'll stop doing it. And then just like me with vegetarianism, I found out I did it a little too soon because I head-tripped it. I just wanted to be ready to give it up. But there was still this stuff. And I'm most happy when I'm vegetarian, to be quite honest with you. But at this point, my stance is that I am vegetarian, but I take what's offered. All right, I've got a combination of the Buddhist and Hindu trip. Whatever you put in the begging bowl, I'll eat. Right? But if I cook it, it'll probably be vegetarian. Right? That's the way, that's harmonious with my level of evolution at this moment. And each person has to, it's a hunt and peck system, it's a feeling. Am I ready for this? Because you try to give one up too soon, and you spend all your time pushing it under. And you're not here anymore, you're not here. I'm not thinking about sex. Okay? And it would have been better for you to have worked out in this lifetime, go on with it for a while, and keep, play as consciously as you can play. Just because you can't do perfect tantra doesn't mean you shouldn't have any sex. Do the best you can. Do it as consciously as you can do it. Okay? Bring as much consciousness to bear as on each desire system as you're able. And don't get uptight. Just live with yourself consciously. First become just what we're going to talk about, the witness. And I'm just introducing that because there are many levels and people react to that. But just start to notice your whole trip. Notice it. Give it space. Notice your desire systems operating. I mean, there are beings who develop tremendous powers, sexual powers in India. There are guys that can lift 100-pound bag of rice with their penis, right? That's a siddhi, that's a power, I can't do it. There are Tibetans who perform yogas where they can suck, the lamas can suck into their penis. They start out with milk and then they work with honey and they learn until they can ejaculate the semen and then bring it back in again. And there are incredible disciplines in yoga. These siddhis, if they are in the context of enough wisdom, they are useful. Otherwise, they are merely ego trips. And the guy charges a buck to watch him lift that bag with you. So if you can sense what I'm saying, that these purifications, non-killing, non-lying, non-stealing, non-brahmachari, non-lusting, and non-giving and receiving, are things that you start to get into because they feel right to get into, and the more you get into them, the lighter your life gets, and the lighter and cooler your scene gets, the more your inner work can go ahead. Because if the waters are too wild outside, you can't get on with your inner work. If you're ripping people off and hating this person and full of greed and passion and anger, it's really hard to meditate. It's really hard to quiet the mind and open the heart. If you want to play a little bit, take a couple of desires that you work with every day. You know, the desire to hang out or the desire to eat something or other or some desire, whatever one you want to play with. Take two of them that you usually give in to every day, like, say, an ice cream soda. See? And then for one day, don't do it. See? And then another day, do it much more than you would usually do it. See? And just start to study it. Start being so freaked by your desires. Start to get into friendly relations with your whole trip. Start to play with your desires. You may want to take two desires and one day don't satisfy one and doubly satisfy the other and then flip them around a few days later. Just start to play. It's really interesting. You'll begin, because that's the whole thing is going to be experiment and how quickly you extricate yourself from being attached to your desire systems. Not that they go away. They'll stay around. You'll have all the ice cream sodas you want. Okay.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got everybody here in his hands. He got everybody here in his hands. He got everybody here in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world right in hand. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got you and me, brother, in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the little bit of babies in his hands. He got the little bit of babies in his hands. He got the little bit of babies in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the Hindus and the Buddhists in his hands. He's got the Hindus and the Buddhists right in his hands. He's got the Hindus and the Buddhists right in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got good and evil in his hands. He's got you next to evil in his hands. He's got a good and evil in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world right in his hands. He's got the whole wide world right in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, he's got Sita and Rama. In his hands, he's got Sita and Rama. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got pain in his hands. He's got the Bhagavad Gita in his hands. He's got the Bhagavad Gita, yeah, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world right in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got pain and pleasure right in his hands. He's got pain and pleasure right in his hands. He's got pain and pleasure in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Right in his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, he's got ego and desire. right in hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got Yah Ben Yum right in his hands. He's got Yah Ben Yum right in his hands. He's got Yah Ben Yum in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the man and the woman. In his hands, he's got the man and the woman. In his hands, he's got the man and the woman. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, he got the little bitty baby. Right in his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got coming and going. In his hands, he's got coming and going. In his hands, he's got coming and going. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got living and dying. The whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world. Right in his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the world of samsara in his hands. He's got the world of samsara in his hands. He's got the world of samsara in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole wide world. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, right in his hands, in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wheel of Dharma in his hands. He's got the wheel of Dharma in his hands. He got the wheel of Dharma in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. He got the whole wide world right in his hands. He got the whole world. He got the whole world in his hands. In his hands, got everything. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He's got liberation in his hands. He's got liberation. Right in his hands, he's got liberation. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. In her hands, she's got a skull and a dagger. In her hand, she's got a skull and a dagger. In her hands, she's got the whole world in her hand. She's got the whole world. In her hand, she's got the whole wide world. In her hand, she's got the whole world. She's got the whole world in her hand. She's got the bliss of everybody in her hand. She's got the bliss of everybody in her hand. She's got the bliss of everybody in her hand. She's got the whole world in her hand. She's got the whole world.
Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Satya Guru Dev, oh Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Satya Guru Dev, Jaya Hanuman. Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Shambho Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Shambho Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara Shambho Shankara
Jaya Shiva Shankara Jaya Shiva Shankara
Shambho Shankara Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Ma Kali Ma
Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya
Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Ma Kali Ma Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Ma Kali Ma
Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Jaya Kali Ma Jaya
Jaya Kali Ma Jaya Ma Kali Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya
Satya Guru Deva Jaya
Jaya Sita Ram Jaya Jaya Sita Ram Jaya Jaya Sita Ram Jaya Sita Sita Ram Jaya
Jaya Sita Ram Jaya
Jaya Sita Ram Jaya
Jaya Sita Ram Jaya
Sita Sita Ram
Jaya
jaya sita ram jaya jaya sita ram jaya sita ram jaya sita sita ram jaya jaya sita ram jaya jaya sita ram jaya jaya sita ram jaya sita sita ram jaya jaya hanuman jaya jaya hanuman jaya jaya hanuman jaya pava hanuman jaya jaya hanuman jaya jaya hanuman jaya hanuman jaya pava hanuman jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya jaya guru dev jaya guru dev jaya satya guru dev jaya shri ram jai ram jai jai ram 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 Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Jaya Guru Dev Jaya Satya Guru Dev Jaya Syamar Ramachandra Ki Jai Shri Bhavana Stuta Hanuman Ki Jai Shri Bhavani Karoli Sant Maharaj Ki Jai